to our military. The military's decimated. I mean, just decimated by critical race theory and transgender BS, and I guess most importantly, the vaccine mandates are killing and injuring military members. So the military's a mess. No one wants to join anymore. No one wants to be a cop anymore, you know, because of what Democrats have done with BLM and defund the police and vaccine mandates. I wouldn't let my kid be a cop. I don't want my kids to be vaccinated. So if a cop has to be vaccinated, nope, I don't want my kids to be a cop anymore. This is a disaster, Kevin, and it's all perpetrated by Democrats in their crappy cities all over America. Go look at what Detroit looks like. Go look at what Baltimore looks like. New Orleans, now the murder capital of America. Wow, this country is ruined, and Democrats are at the core of all of it.
Wayne, if people want to know where the busiest man in show business is going to be, when he's going to be, where can they find you?
Well, certainly right here at AM 670 every single afternoon at 3 o'clock, 3 to 6 p.m. Right here is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. And then Lindell TV every afternoon at 4 o'clock Vegas time, which you can find at frankspeech.com. And you just click Lindell 2, and boom, you're on with my show. You can watch me instead of just listen. And then, of course, every weekend, Saturday mornings, 9 o'clock Vegas time, Real America's Voice TV, channel 219 on Dish, or just go to realamericasvoice.com and watch me with my one-hour show, brand new, America's Top 10 Countdown with Wayne Allyn Root.
It sounds like a busy, busy schedule. Wayne, thanks so much, man. We'll do it again next week, okay?
You got it, Kevin. God bless. Bye-bye.
There you go. Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, 3 until 6 right here. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to NevadaPolicy.org to learn how our nonpartisan, nonprofit organization is leading the charge, protecting the freedoms and liberties Nevadans prize so highly. Nevada Policy has put principles over politics for more than 30 years, and we need your help to continue building a movement focused on ideas that will move us forward. Learn more at NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth and Opportunity Pack.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
670 KMZQ presents After Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number MB426. NMLS number 64367.
Unsafe sleep conditions cause serious injury and even death to infants. Never sleep with your baby on a sofa, in a chair, or in an adult bed. Protect the baby you love from becoming a tragic statistic. The only safe place for your baby to sleep is alone, on its back, in a crib, and in your room. For more information, visit cribsforkids.org. That's cribsforkids.org. This message is sponsored by the Division of Public and Behavioral Health, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, we've been talking a lot about the election coming up 50 days from now. Early voting begins October 22nd, by the way. And one of the things we've been talking about candidates. But there are three key questions on the ballot, initiatives, that you're going to be able to vote on November 8th and before. And one of the things we're going to do top of the hour is we're gonna talk with somebody that actually knows something about them, Janine Hansen from the she's the president of Nevada Families for Freedom, and she'll talk about 1, 2, and 3. Those are things that we're gonna be voting on, and nobody knows anything about them. That's what's crazy. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And coming up on 133, and there is a road closure to look out for. Police are on scene investigating a bad crash there. Westbound Flamingo, that's past Decatur. So that area is closed, so try to avoid that area around westbound Flamingo at Decatur. Got another crash in Henderson, Interstate 11 North at College Drive. That's compromising the left lanes. Look out for some slow merging traffic through the construction. That's on Interstate 215 westbound as you merge to Interstate 15 northbound. They're repairing those lanes there on 15 North. That project will continue until November 2nd.
Famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
In overtime, the Cardinals beat the Raiders 29-23 on Sunday. Byron Murphy with a 59-yard fumble return for a touchdown with 3:51 left in overtime. Arizona rallied from a 20-point deficit in the second half. The Las Vegas Aces are WNBA champions. They beat Connecticut 78-71 in Game 4 to wrap it up. Chelsea Gray with 20 points in the win. Nevada football's 2-2 after Saturday's 27-0 loss at Iowa. Quarterback Shane Illingworth just 14 of 28 passing for 82 yards and an interception. UNLV football blew out North Texas 58-27. Two passing touchdowns and a pair of rushing touchdowns for quarterback Doug Brumfield. Aiden Robbins rushed for 3 scores. The Running Rebels are 2-1 with the win. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 10-1. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
Hey, remember how 20 years ago I switched to Progressive? Well, now it's the future, and I used all those savings to buy this new hologram phone. Because, you know, it's the future, and everything is holograms now.
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
I'm Stavros Anthony, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote this November. After spending nearly 30 years as a Metro Police Captain, I decided that the radical left had too much power in Southern Nevada. In fact, the entire Las Vegas City Council was made up of Democrats. And though I was a Republican, I ran anyway, and I won, becoming the only Republican at the time to serve on our City Council. Through the years as both a regent for our system of higher education and as a member of the City Council, I fought to streamline spending, invest in our public safety, improve our infrastructure, and balance our budgets. Today, the Democrats have the same stranglehold on Carson City as they once did on the City Council, and it's time once again for a change. As our next Nevada Lieutenant Governor, I will fight for safe streets, low taxes, new job opportunities, and a balanced state budget. Learn more and get involved at StavrosForNevada.com. I'm Stavros Anthony, candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote. This ad was paid for by Stavros for Nevada.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I am in a very generous mood today. Tell you what I'm going to do. The San Gennaro Feast is back. You know that by now. The Italian and International Food and Music Festival runs through September 25th. It's 21st through the 25th at the M Resort Spa and Casino. And you got to check out the live entertainment. It really is top-notch, direct from the Las Vegas Strip. That's the San Gennaro Feast, September 21st through the 25th at the M Resort Spa and Casino. I want you to experience it for yourself. So here's what I'm going to do. Caller number 3 right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Caller number 3 will be a winner of a pair of tickets. And there's nothing better than the smell that permeates from the San Gennaro Feast. It smells so good. One of the things I saw over the weekend that kind of piqued my interest, and that was Charles Payne. He is from Fox Business and a pretty smart dude when it comes to money and finance, but he's also into politics. He was on with Mark Levin and talked about justice. This is Cut 6, go.
They're spending almost $500 billion on what they call climate change and what I call the degrowth movement.
Right.
Now, this degrowth movement is destroying fossil fuel industries. It's going to make sure in years out, 3, 4, 5 years, that we have low supplies of gasoline, natural gas, coal, all of it. They are spending hundreds of billions in tax, in subsidies and grants to do something the market will not do and the people do not want. They do not have an electrical grid that is built for this in any respect. Where are we headed with this?
It's an unmitigated disaster. You know, to stick with the driving theme here, we're driving off a cliff. And it's so mind-boggling because it's not rocket science. Everyone has to know what's in store for us. And by the way, if you're really not sure, we can always look over to Europe, which is a little bit ahead of us in terms of, you know, genuflexing to the green utopia at any cost, including their citizens. The electricity bills for folks in Germany and France, it's just mind-boggling. The things they're dealing with, the depths of despair that they're dealing with face us right now. Here's the sadness. The Biden administration administration is sort of softening the blow for those who need it the least. Right? So once again, it's this college-educated voters who are going to be getting all this extra cash to go out and buy an EV. Of course, they're going to get a lot of that money because they don't have to pay back student loans, but they got it for child care. They got it for everything else. So everyone else in this country, though, is going to suffer a mighty, mighty blow. By the way, most people already are.
And we're playing right into the hands of the communist Chinese that control most of the world's cobalt that is necessary for these batteries. These batteries last about 10 years. They're extremely toxic. There's no place to put them, and they weigh an enormous amount. None of this has been thought out. Why do people believe that just because you get elected to office, you get one more vote than the other guy, and you go to Washington, D.C., all of a sudden people who don't know how to run a cash register at a 7-Eleven know how to run all these industries from healthcare, oil, whatever it is. All of a sudden they're geniuses, they're brilliant, they know how to run all these industries. Why do we accept that?
You know, it's interesting on that. Whenever President Biden brags that he's from Delaware, where a lot of companies are incorporated, somehow that makes him a business genius. I think, Mark, we discuss this in the wrong way all the time anyway. These are not economic policies. We discuss them as economic policies. This thought process, this movement, if you will, it goes back to the 1800s. As we had the Industrial Revolution and people came off the farms into cities, we started having disposable cash. In 1880, there was a book written by one of the bigger progressive thinkers out there. Of course, we know Marx and those folks were out there as well. And it's always been about control. Who controls this money? Whoever controls this new money, this newfound wealth that was actually, you know, being distributed, people had disposable income. We could ride Ferris wheels for the first time. We could buy cotton candy for the first time. We were living in sky rises. So it's always been about control. We talk about it as an economic policy. So none of them are economic experts, but they don't care about that. They have to wrap it in the veneer of economics to sell it to the public. But their goal is something different, and it's centered around the word justice. Always remember that. If you think even in recent years you've heard about racial justice, gender justice, and now a term they use all the time is environmental justice. This is a group that wants to redistribute wealth and fight the wrongs. They're, in their minds, the wrongs of yesteryear. And it has zero to do with economics. They don't care how much pain is levied because of this. And they are determined to make this work. And I got to admit, they have the momentum. And right now they have the upper hand.
Charles Payne, smart dude. I love people like that. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, we'll take a look at some of the questions that will be on the ballot. Three questions that will be on the ballot, 1, 2, and 3. Should you vote yes or should you vote no? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been hurt in a crash, let me get to work for you.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
You know, I've heard the local small business community just loves the DLC. Why is that, Chuck?
Look, small businesses have one goal. That's to get new customers and keep current customers. But sometimes their customers are short on money. That's where we come in. Vets, doctors, dentists, apartment complexes, auto repair shops. Really, any small business that sells anything can send their customers to us.
And you hook their customers up with the cash they need. Brilliant. No wonder they send their customers to Dollar Loan Center.
We're also the perfect place to send your employees when they hit you up for an advance on their paycheck or a loan. We're going to treat your staff like family and eliminate that awkwardness of you having to say no.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes, even if you don't have a checking account. We have over 50 locations, or you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Not only is Steve Sisolak dogged by scandal, he's soft on crime. Under Sisolak, Nevada's going to the dogs. Reduced sentences for drug traffickers and violent offenders. Failed to fund law enforcement and blames police for a spike in crime. After his anti-police policies, no wonder cops are leaving in packs. Steve Sisolak is barking mad. Paid for by the Nevada Republican Party, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.nevadagop.org.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3. On AM 670, KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Congratulations to Luis Oppido. Luis just won two tickets to the San Gennaro Feast coming up this week at the M Resort Spa and Casino. So congratulations. We'll be giving away more tickets the rest of the week. So if you didn't win today, don't worry about it. Be listening tomorrow. Gentleman Jim has been following a story that I think is fascinating. And it shows you the lengths to which the fake news media will go to gin up a case against Donald J. Trump. And this is horrible. This is horrible, Jim.
It really is. It's frightening when you think about it. All these people talking about the breakdown of our democracy. Well, there was a lawyer. He was approached by a group that calls themselves the Good Information Foundation. They're a 501c3 organization, again, called the Good Information Foundation. Well, this is a man who's not a Trump fan. He works for a Georgia-based law firm, Beasley Allen Law Firm. He went to Harvard Law School, so you could imagine that he's probably a big-time lib. And he has 89,000 followers on his TikTok account. So what this organization, Good Information Foundation, did is they said, hey, if you come up with, a story about the January 6th, the so-called insurrection, and make a video about Trump voters and make it look bad, we'll give you $400. that is going on, according to this lawyer. Again, not a Trump follower, not a Trump fan, but he's going public with this because he's appalled. He's appalled at what is happening out there. This is a leftist. He went to Harvard Law School, for crying out loud, and he wants his story to be known. So he went to Breitbart, and thank God for Breitbart News, because this wouldn't be known to us or to a lot of people if it weren't for this gentleman bringing this story forward.
Wow. Wow. We will continue to follow this. $400 goes a long way. You know that? Jay Johnson, you remember him? He's a former Obama DHS secretary and was asked yesterday on one of the Sunday shows, where in fact, Face the Nation with Margaret Brennan, what is so bad about flying illegals to Martha's Vineyard? Listen to this. This is cut three.
So when it comes to moving migrants around the country right now, you're a lawyer. The federal government moves migrants from the border to other parts of this country quite often. What's the difference when a state governor does it, albeit, I know, without warning?
Well, there's a right way and a wrong way to do that, Margaret. The wrong way is on 20 minutes' notice to send people by bus or airplane to the Edgartown Airport or to Mass Ave in front of the vice president's residence without giving local resources, NGOs, shelters, local government an opportunity to plan for how they intend to feed and clothe and house migrants. Mm-hmm. What the governors of Florida and Texas are doing, frankly, is a political stunt and treating people like livestock. The right way to move people to the interior, and I think it's something that we should do, 8,000 a day, into McAllen, into Henry Cuellar's district in Laredo or El Paso, I've been saying for some time, is not sustainable.
Yeah.
And so we do need to move people to the interior, but through a well-coordinated effort in coordination with NGOs, Catholic charities, state and local government, and the federal government. There is a right way to do that. It requires coordination and cooperation.
Why isn't that happening? I guess is the question we keep coming back to. And as you're saying, it's becoming politicized. The Wall Street Journal had an op-ed saying it's hard to imagine a bigger spectacle of American political failure than the histrionics over migrants. They slam Republicans for staging a political stunt, but they also say Democrats are just trying to deflect away from their own border policy failures. Is that a fair assessment in your view?
Frankly, Margaret, their politics currently are such that politicians, elected officials, find it more advantageous to simply scream at the other side and complain about how evil or lax the other side is. It does take political courage to come together and put together legislation on comprehensive immigration reform. It passed the Senate in 2013. It failed in the House in 2014. But that's simply the only way we're going to deal with this problem, through guest worker programs, through stronger border security, through trying to address the problem at the source. It takes political courage. But right now, the politics of this issue are all wrong, and I'm afraid nothing's getting done.
Jay Johnson, former Obama Department of Homeland Security secretary, with a legitimate question. What is so different between a president ordering people to be flown versus a governor? Same thing. We'll talk more about this coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The showroom at South Point presents the star of Billy Joel's Movin' Out Show, Michael Cavanaugh.
Anthony works at the Brown Star.
September 23rd to the 25th. Tickets at the box office, online at southpointcasino.com or charged by phone. 702-797-8055. Everyone is moving out to the South Point. Michael Cavanaugh's Movin' Out Show, featuring the songs of Billy Joel.
All right.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have two races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for Victory.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope.